546-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. Today, in this new season, I want to talk to you about what I've entitled Opened Heavens. Opened Heavens. First, in Matthew chapter 24, the disciples asked Jesus a question. He said, "Tell us, when shall all these things be that he was talking to them about concerning the end? And what would be the sign of his coming?" And in verse 5, or verse 4 of Matthew 24, the Bible says, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." I heard someone just I was watching a little, my wife was showing me a little clip. I think it was on YouTube, and this person, I'll just say, said, "Well, I'm a person of faith. I pray, and I'm a person." And you knew she was, he or she or was not a person of faith. But you know, everybody's a person of faith today. I mean, they believe in their God, but not in the God. So Jesus says here, he says that, "For many shall come in my name and shall deceive many." He says in verse 6, "And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Does that sound like the day and time in which we live right now? No, really, does that sound like the day and time, almost to the moment? But on a brighter note, I want to talk this morning about the opened heavens. Though this is happening all around us, and Isaiah chapter 60 says, "Arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee, for darkness shall cover the earth." Amen. Darkness is covering the earth, and gross darkness the people. That's a spiritual darkness, an evil. You see, there are only two kingdoms, kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. There is no such a thing as straddling the fence. There is no maybe. Is you is or is you ain't. Amen. Can I say it that way? Amen. There's no in-betweens. There's the kingdom of God and the kingdom of, or the domain of Satan. Now, because we have entered into a new season, into a new Kairos, there are going to be extraordinary dimensions of Christ that are going to be revealed to us. In other words, you're going to come to know Christ in a way you never knew him before. Come on, somebody. I said, you're going to come to know things about God that you thought you knew some stuff. You thought you studied your Bible, but you're going to see God, I'm talking about Christ Jesus, in a way you have never seen him before. Why? It's an open heaven. It's a new season. Extraordinary dimensions of Christ are going to be revealed. There are going to be facets of his nature and his attributes, the attributes of God that are going to be revealed that have never been revealed to you or I before. Remember in Joshua chapter 5, when Joshua was encamped at the wall of Jericho, he woke up, he heard some noise in the wee hours of the morning, got up out of his tent with his sword drawn to see what the commotion was, and he approached a man standing by the wall. He thought it was a man, but it was a theophany. It was Christ incarnate, captain of the host. And Joshua didn't know him like that. He said, "Are you for us or against us?" He didn't know whether he was for him or against him. He said, "Nay, as captain of the host have I come. Loose thy shoes." See, angels can't tell you to loose your shoe. But the ground on which you stand is holy. Angels don't tell you that. Angels will tell you, "Worship God, don't worship me." Remember, John wanted to worship an angel. He said, "No, don't worship me, worship God." Amen? But the theophany, but the Christ can tell you to loose your shoes. So he showed himself to Joshua in a way that Joshua had not known him before. And he gave him instruction that Joshua had never received before. Joshua knew how to fight. But God said, "No, once I encounter you, I'm going to reveal some extraordinary dimensions. I'm going to show you how to take Jericho." Unconventional. It makes no sense to the natural mind, but I'm going to reveal that to you. So Christ is going to be revealed to us in ways we've not known him before. Amen. We're going to see him in a light, in a new light. Tell somebody, a new light. In a greater measure. More knowledge. God's going to release to us the spirit of revelation more than ever before. The spirit of wisdom more than ever before. We're going to comprehend God's intentions. See, some folks don't understand, don't know what God is doing. No, God's going to give you to know exactly what he's doing. So you can stand flat foot and declare boldly, amen, in the face of adversity, in the face of conflict, amen, exactly what God is doing, and stand on your word and say, "Watch, it's coming to pass." Come on, somebody. I said, God's going to reveal to you so you can comprehend. No more guesswork. No more wondering what God is doing. He's going to give you to comprehend his good intentions and his purpose. Tell somebody, prophesy. He's going to reveal the king and his domain. We're going to see him coming forth in great glory. Amen. Not only that, based upon this greater revelation, the heavenly realm is going to become easily accessible. The veil that separates the two is going to become very thin. Paul said it one time, he said, "Whether in the body or in the spirit, I know not." The veil was so thin, he didn't know whether it was in his body or in the spirit. But he was caught up. There are going to be supernatural encounters. The angelic realm is going to be better understood, and we are going to partner with angels. Amen. Spiritual warfare, hear what I'm saying, is going to become easy. Even great battles are only going to take a short time to establish the victory. Great battles, stuff that would have taken long time, short time. There are going to be many warring angels assigned to govern and to guide your life. Are you ready for this? Come on, tell somebody, the heaven is open. It's getting ready to happen. You're getting ready to see some manifestations in and upon your life. Angelic manifestations. The spiritual realm is going to be open. The operation of deceitful spirits and false ministry is going to be exposed. And as we sing in that song, God's going to push back the darkness. You're not going to be deceived now. You're going to see clearly. That veil is going to be very thin, and you're going to see very clearly what is real and what is false. What is of God and what is of deceit. Amen. This is our final frontier. Hear what I'm saying? This is our final frontier before Jesus returns. We will embrace this. This is what we will embrace. This is our portion. While all this is going on, there will be a deeper death to your flesh. As these dimensions open up to us, our flesh is going to die even the more. You see, the first veil has been broken. At Jesus' death, the veil was torn. We have access. But there, the second veil, which is our flesh, is going to be cut off. Amen. Hear what I'm saying? Yes. We're coming to the end of the sin age, where it's not going to be an issue. Walking in the Spirit is going to be easy. The carnal struggles with the flesh and the carnal mind are going to be cut off. Hear what I'm saying? When this realm is opened, watch how easily supernatural healing flows. Miracles and signs and wonders are just going to flow into people's lives. Almost without notice. You know, the casting out of devils is not going to be any big deal. It's going to be commonplace. Because this realm, this heaven is open to us. Amen? Now, tell somebody right now, the spirit realm is this last frontier. Step over and take over. The church, the local church, the corporate church is going to receive and is now receiving the capacity to express the fullness of God in a bodily form, the body of Christ in the earth. Amen. We are going to be the expression of life. As I read in Matthew 24, what's going on in the world, God is shaking everything. People are distressed, stressed out.
Thank you for listening, and we invite you to worship with us each Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. or 11 o'clock a.m. and Wednesday nights at 7:30 p.m. Thank you for listening to today's message, and for more information or more messages, call 772-465-0036 or toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or you can visit us online. Our site is www.trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.